This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hey,
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Listeners, friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you like what you hear, you can support the pod. Each week we release video casts of the episodes, mini bonus episodes, reviews of clips submitted by subscribers, behind the scenes content, merch discounts, thirst traps, and more. Support our work for as low as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have a risque little segment for you today.
69 seconds of sex news.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny.
Here we go. If you're a regular listener to Sex News, then you know Gen Z is having a sexual recession. A new book by author Maria Yagoda says young people have been uniquely inundated with toxic messaging surrounding sex that has actually disrupted our abilities to feel pleasure. Gen Z is spending more time in bed on their phones, a lifestyle known as bed rotting, rather than engaging in playtime with partners. Young people, be the sex you want to see in the world.
Passport bros! Are single American men who are intentionally exiting the US dating pool and going to foreign countries to find love. They're heading elsewhere to seek out traditional wives who were raised to dress modestly and submit to their partners. The internet is not taking well to these men. On the flip side, the New York Times reported that women are also leaving the US in search of more romantic men. Well, would you look at that?
In other foreign news, sex workers in Amsterdam are protesting restrictive hours of operation and rowdy bachelor parties. A new curfew will force sex work businesses to close at 3 a.m. rather than 6 a.m. Workers say that will drastically affect their earnings and put them in more danger on their way home. They said traveling through the city with large amounts of cash between 3 to 4 a.m. is very different than 6 to 7 a.m. They're also complaining of increased disorderly behavior from obnoxious tourists. As one worker said, this is not a zoo. Come to the red light district, but behave.
Vice recently took a look to see if the Mile High Club still exists. They found that it does, if you count hand stuff. After speaking with flight attendants and passengers, it seems that folks are avoiding the tiny, dirty bathrooms and choosing to play under blankets. Oral sex makes it easier to get caught, so many people are using their hands for the long-haul flights. Just make sure to take the blanket with you when you're done. And speaking of hand stuff,
today's topic,
HJs,
handies,
hand job two.
I forgot to re-listen to the previous hand job episode, which was a massive error on my part, because now I don't know if I spoke about in the prior one the word handy and how I had a sort of almost boyfriend in high school who hated that word and like wouldn't let me use it.
Interesting.
I think he just thought it was juvenile, but like, relax.
Handy, HJ.
An HJ, a handy, a handja.
A handja?
A little, I don't know, I was trying
a
to make sounds.
A little, hey, how you're doing?
A little, hey, how you doing?
A little tug.
A little, ooh, a little, should we just go right into the list? A little Smiley Dan.
Oh,
that's
Smiley
Dan. One of the first ones on the list. No, just Smiley Dan. Oh. Why Dan?
Oh, I don't know. Interesting.
Neither do I, but it's in like the top little section here, and it jumped right out at me because it makes the least sense.
Yeah, people love to throw in names, like some, like a random man's name.
Yeah.
You know, for a sex act.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a hot
like a
Carl.
Sloppy Joe. Like a Sloppy Joe would make more sense to me than a Smiley Dan if you're trying to name
a hand job?
A hand job something.
I would say it's sloppy.
Why not?
I don't, I would say it's the least sloppy.
I guess so.
If anything, they err on the side of being dry.
Yeah, which is the challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, like a lot of people say, you know, choking the chicken.
Yeah. Actually, talking about the lube challenge, sand job is also on this list.
Yes, sand job. Dry job.
Uh-huh. Post-apocalyptic currency.
Oh,
big
I like
fan
that
of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hand suck. That one made you giggle.
I actually have a great story that I didn't even think I had about telling, but this is perfect.
Yeah.
I once coined the term hand head because I was so fucking high that I forgot the term hand job. And I was in,
and you were like, what is it called?
I was in a car
hand head.
And had been talking about roadhead and then was like, you know, or we could just do hand head, which...
Hand head.
And God, I laughed. I was very stoned.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful moment, to be fair.
I also got a Houston high five.
Okay.
Baltimore handshake. People love to like name a city, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, what about that particular city screams hand jobs, you know?
Yes.
Tartan two-hander.
Tartan two-hander.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman's one of my favorites because that actually makes sense.
Yeah, he would be into hand jobs. Look at that guy.
But it also, I love that we've got the right acronym going, that Jack is in there.
HJ.
You know?
Yeah, but also, like, he's not having penetrative sex.
Yeah, somehow I
and
feel
if
like...
he is, it's not with a woman. You know?
I have to agree. I did just see him on... I think it was official Sean Penn. It was just him
like
in
farming.
A hat, like picking flowers. Yes. And I was like, look at this gay just living
this
his
old
best
gay.
Life.
Yeah. And like respect.
Yeah. I want that for him.
Andrew Jackson, another one.
Yep. I was just going to say along the same lines.
Uh-huh.
Here's one out of left field. Clobber the Clown.
I don't know about that.
I love it.
When I think of clobber.
Yeah. It's chaotic.
I don't actually know what I think of when I think of clobbering. Clobbering, I think of like beating someone up.
Yeah. Clobbering the Clown feels like what we did in high school when we didn't know how to... give a hand job. It just feels like there's mashing involved. It's like whoop 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 whoop. Like,
nom, nom, I guess nom. Like it's like the pulling of the handkerchiefs, the never ending line of handkerchiefs. That's what it is. Which is a move, which is a hand job move.
I guess so. Yeah. I guess it's a pretty good move if you're doing it right.
Muppet necking also, which like when you think about like choking a Muppet. You know what I mean? But also, like, Muppet, if you are the Muppet, you put your hand in the Muppet's head and you move its mouth to talk.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that makes me think of, like, butt stuff, that I'm putting my hand up the Muppet's ass.
No, but if you're...
Muppet necking.
But if you're neck... Think about the term necking. Like, it means to, like, make out, right?
Yes.
So if your hand is the Muppet's mouth...
Oh, I see.
You're using the Muppet's mouth.
So if my hand is in Kermit, and it's Kermit giving a blowjob...
Yes.
So, but then should it be like a Muppet beach? Like a Muppet blowjob?
Because Muppets, it's just, that's, you know.
Yeah, it's their neck. Yeah, I get it. And necking does also mean
making out. Yeah.
Making out. Yeah.
So he's just making out with the.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
I can't leave this one out just because of present company.
Sure.
The zesty Italian.
Ooh, thank you. I'll take it. Also, my ex, who's British, would refer to it as Mrs. Palm and her five friendly daughters.
Sure.
Mrs. Palm and her five friendly daughters. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Also, Republican handshake. Not sure the etymology on that one, but... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe if we think about it with as it relates to the post-apocalyptic currency, it makes sense. You know what I mean?
Should we give a definition?
Nah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give one because I like to define
things. Yeah, give one. No, I love that you do.
A hand job.
I'm just trying to mix it up.
Also spelled hand space job.
Okay, so we got one and two words. Great.
Yeah.
Optional.
Use the space
love
or
to know that.
I don't know. It's your life. Is a sex act performed as either foreplay or as non-penetrative sex. That involves the manual stimulation of the penis or scrotum by another person to induce an erection for sexual pleasure, arousal, and sometimes resulting in orgasm and ejaculation.
Mm.
Yeah. Also, you can have a fetish with hands. It's like one of the least common fetishes.
Which is wild because feet are one of the most common.
Yeah, feet is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like a hand, but I like a man's hand.
Uh-huh.
Not for hand job purposes. And not necessarily for fingering purposes. Mostly for spanking.
Mostly for spanking. I like a hand.
Yeah, I love a big, masculine.
I like all kinds of hands. I wouldn't say that I'm like a hand fetishist, but I do feel like I have sort of lame hands, so I like when people have nice hands.
Oh, do you?
Thank you for asking. I appreciate that you didn't just off the bat know that I have terrible hands. They're fine. Yeah. They're kind of like clubby. You know, they're a little short. They're not very elegant. You know, they're very functional.
They're not these.
I like to think that I give a great hand job. I did get my nails did, but I just did a neutral to grow them out before I do something fancier.
This is for the Patreon subscribers.
Just a little dance. Just a little hand dance. Yeah. I hope we have at least one hand fetishist
who's
watching our...
freaking out about that? Yeah.
Big day. Big
and
day
if
for the, that
hey,
person.
If we do have a hand fetishist, like DM me. I'll send you pics. You can pay for my fucking manicures.
There you go.
Because this shit's expensive. So handjob as a porn search term is actually 143% more popular amongst women 65 and up.
Fascinating. Yeah. What do you think this is about? I wanted to talk about this because, like,
know.
What
boomers in general,
yes,
age 55 and up are more likely to watch handjob videos.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
Yeah,
because the idea of a handjob feels very immature to me.
Yes, it's also one of the categories viewed the longest, like just after mature solo female.
Yeah,
sorry, mature and solo female.
Yeah.
So, okay, here's my theory. Here's my theory that makes no sense.
Oh, I love it when you come with a theory.
You know, when you're in a marriage for too long, and things aren't spicy, but you still got to get the job done.
Huh.
You know?
Okay.
Are we watching hand jobs because we're, like, for utilitarian purposes? Are we, is this a sad theory? We don't like this theory. It's mean.
I'm going to argue that it's actually, we've come around.
We've come full circle.
We've come full circle and we no longer, because, I mean, when was the last time you did a hand job? Like, we forget about them, you know? Like, people don't
do that.
Well,
I feel like I'm in my, like, hand job heyday.
Yeah,
because I gave,
like
my first solo, like, just isolated hand job. Just a couple years ago, and I'm much more into them than I was years prior.
Right. I think it's something that later on in life, like, we've, like, all forgotten about, and we're like, wow, remember this thing? And it can be, like, actually, interestingly, more intimate.
Yeah, just it can sort be incredible. Like, I mean, we'll talk about this with the videos, but, like, there can be something incredibly sensual and actually quite, like, generous about a hand job.
Because it's just about the other person's pleasure.
Yeah.
It is sort of a little bit more like cock worshipy.
Exactly.
You know?
I think if you're doing it right, dare I say.
So maybe it's more like later on in life, they're like, wow, when was the last time I, like, just gave a hand job?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We talked about it in the prior handjob episode that, like, I used to pride myself on being like, I've never given a handjob to completion. Because, like, why do with my hands what my mouth can do faster or my pussy can do, you know?
Yeah.
But my attitude has shifted. And then I'm like, well, let's enjoy the ride, you know?
So,
like,
many more different sensations, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can double those hands up.
Exactly.
You can,
like, there's so many more moves.
You know, it's like a form of sensual massage. Yeah.
It is. Totally. Totally.
It's like it's a treat. It's a way to spoil your lover if they happen to have
I would
a cock.
Urge us all to try to give more hand jobs or just, like, throw it in your sexual repertoire. Because anytime I do, even just for, like, a little bit in, like, during, like, a sex act with someone, the partner's always really stoked on it. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, jerk me.
Yeah.
And it's, like, horny, you know?
Yeah, this begs a question, which is, hand job, we're talking about dicks, right?
Yeah, I am.
Do we feel like there's a world where we want to include pussies in being able to receive a hand job and we want to move that needle? Or do we just want to stick with separate terms for separate genitalia?
Well, I think it depends on, like... Well, I feel like fingering is, like, something that's specific for, like, penetration.
Yeah, fingering is sort of, like, inclusive of the penetration that the handjob doesn't imply. Granted, I would call it fingering even if I'm not penetrated, I guess, is where the complication comes
in. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's a hard question. I guess it kind of depends on, like, how you identify and, like, what you refer to your own genitalia as, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure that there's, like, there's masturbation tools for trans men that does kind of, like, simulate the sensation of, like, jerking off, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not going to say, like, that person doesn't get a hand job. You know what I mean? Like, of course they can.
Oh, by,
like,
all means.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and I think in those, exactly what you said, that it's about the individual's choice and how they identify and, like, what their relationship is to their own genitalia and how, like, what language they want to use around that for the purposes of sex acts.
Yeah.
I think it's just it's sort of a empty rhetorical question, because we're never going to influence the zeitgeist enough to be like, guys, we're doing it. Hand jobs are now for everyone.
Something about, like, if you put job in a title, like, a man's not going to want to do it. You know what I mean? He's not going to want to do it. Oh, it's a job? No.
Yeah. I guess, well, that, what that brings up is, like, why they're probably called jobs in the first place.
For
it's like
women.
We associate blowjobs and hand jobs as, like, chores that wives were obligated to complete.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
But that's a big part of it.
Yeah. You call fingering, you start calling fingering a hand job, guys, like, I'm not giving a hand job. I know. Then we've just given another platform to the Republican Party. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, come
on. Exactly. Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks for wandering down that path with me. It just encouraged me. And I was like, I don't know. Is this something we care about? Yeah. Should we put this in the political sphere? But there's plenty in there. We don't need to overcomplicate things.
Also, be wary. You can get tennis elbow from giving too many hand jobs.
Yeah.
There's a famous sex worker from Taiwan who got tennis elbow from giving out too many hand jobs. She's actually very good at this specific sex act. She's written a book called Hand Job Queen. But she did get tennis elbow, which is like inflammation or micro tearing of the tendons that join the forearm muscles onto the outside of the elbow. So
yeah,
you gotta be careful, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like any other, if you use, I mean, I've gotten like tendonitis basically from like writing and pickleball and probably sex is in there too.
I've gotten like bartending injuries. You know?
Yeah, people who cut hair. So certainly if you're like tugging around town, you're going to risk injury. That's basically what we're saying.
There's also, when researching for this episode, there's a lot of different articles about how to give a good hand job. And there's a lot of different little movements. I will throw some out that I feel like are, in my experience, don't be afraid to use lube, my friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Use lube. Have lube on your nightstand.
And if you don't have lube, like, dear God, at least spit on your hand and or the cock you're working on.
Obviously, using both hands is really nice. Using your wrists in, like, opposite direction as you move, like, up and down. You know, like, kind of like, I mean, we've talked about this before, like a Chinese rug burn, what they used to call those, like on the... Or Indian rug burn or whatever.
I looked up how and why Indian rug burn is problematic, and it is. It's either like associated with the color red or associated with like torture techniques that may or may not have existed at any point. So anyways, we shouldn't use it.
We're grinding the pepper.
What you're essentially doing is, you're grinding the pepper. You're like...
While you're moving up and down.
But it's also important to say that this sensation is very different because you don't want to be actually twisting the skin. You want to be, it's
you're
a twisting motion, but you're letting the skin glide past you. That's why you want the lube, because you're not actually, like, anytime you twist someone's skin, especially on their cock, they're going to lose their minds and not in a good way.
Also, just kind of like going down hand after hand after hand, like stroking towards like the base of the penis is really nice.
Yeah.
Using sort of like one hand and using the other hand as like a juicing, like you're like juicing an orange.
Yeah. You know? You're like, like I like to sort of like hold the base of the cock sometimes and then kind of like twist around and like pull sometimes. Like that can be really great.
Towards you also, the Western grip. You know?
And I love, like you said, like a twist where like I'm actually using the webbing of my skin between my pointer and my thumb, pointer finger and my thumb, to like work up and down the cock and just like cover as much circumference of it as possible is a big deal.
Also holding one hand, like a firm base at the, at like firm hand at the bottom, and then using the other one to jerk is like nice.
Yeah.
Using the balls, also pressing on the perineum. It's like a
hot
button. Oh my God,
we gotta talk about the taint.
Really hot button.
It's gonna come up in the video after the break, but like watching that, I was like, oh yeah, the fucking taint. Like the, I was like, what is she doing to his balls initially? And then I was like, oh.
Yeah.
She's essentially just like rolling his balls around, but in order to just like apply consistent pressure to his taint. And I'm an idiot for not doing more of that. Yeah. But it's going to happen. Just you wait.
It's the perineum is what it's called.
Oh, we can't call it the taint?
Well, we can, but it's specific for...
We want to be clinical?
Yeah, 1 inch away from in between the... It's the way to get to the prostate externally.
And also, as you taught us in one of my favorite moments in Girls on Porn History, there is more penis than what meets the eye.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what you're doing with the perineum is you're like getting into that like equivalent of like a clitoral system that there are like major, major nerves around there that, that want some attention, you know?
Also, I found out this term, which I was stoked to learn, zwaffling. is a Dutch term meaning to hit one's erect cock against an object or another person's body. I love the zwaflin.
Zwaflin.
I love zwaflin. It. I'm using to hit a dick on the side of my mouth, on my tongue, slapping it on my own vulva, on my clit. I do this often. I love it. I love the sound of like a, you know,
of a mic
pressure. Yep. Yeah. And like slapping it on my face and my tongue. Oh, it's so hot.
Interesting.
So I was really pleased to know that there's a term for it. And it's from,
the Dutch. Because of course it is.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, Zwaffling. Slapping it on like my ass. Yeah. I'm a big fan of it.
Hmm.
I also didn't know that there's something called death grip masturbation syndrome.
What?
Yes. And this comes from people who jerk off with a very, very tight grip. And because the hand has a much stronger grip than any other part of the body, including the vaginal canal, and can like using this tight grip to masturbate over time means that like eventually you could require only an extremely tight grip in order to reach an orgasm.
Oh.
So, and there is a way to kind of like battle it. And like, I read about this from Kinkley, and this article said like to use like different types of like stroker toys to kind of like loosen your grip on it to get you back to like feeling used to a different sensation to reach orgasm.
Yeah.
But I had an ex who,
like just loosen your grip and just like adjust your masturbation technique to almost like retrain Pavlov's dog.
Right. But right? I think it's hard to do that on your own hand. You know what I mean? Like if you're used to it.
If you're used to a grip. Yeah. It's hard to break a habit. Yeah.
Like I had an ex who like loved when like you squeezed his dick as hard as you could, you know?
Interesting.
Some people are really into it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like would squeeze the base of his cock really hard and then jerk off the rest of it, yeah. Or squeeze the head, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A little pain with your pleasure.
To each their own.
Yeah, exactly.
That's an interesting one. I mean, it makes sense that it could like train the cock to like come a certain way.
Right. Just like,
but you know. The syndrome just refers to the like need to come that way. It doesn't like damage the cock necessarily.
No, it's just a syndrome because you need that in order to, you become like reliant on it, you know.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Has anything changed in your hand job game since the last time we did a hand job episode, or did we cover it when we talked about the old...
My moves?
I'm trying to think of a name for the twist, because we need to just codify what that is.
The pepper grinder,
I guess.
Yeah, the pepper grinder.
Yeah.
I mean, I do love, like, I'm into, like, holding the base of it and, like, using the other hand to, like, milk upwards, you know?
Yeah.
Jerk upwards. Yeah.
That's good. That's very good. I also didn't know before this moment that you were that into like, I knew you liked having your pussy slapped, but I didn't know you were into like slapping a dick on your face.
Oh, anytime I'm giving head, I'm like slapping it everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, on the cheek, especially the tongue, you know?
Yeah.
I'm into it. It's
hot. Interesting.
I like feeling the weight, the like tension of it, you know?
Yeah.
The stiffness.
Yeah.
And that's what's funny. Actually, I don't want to brag, but like, I've recently eaten pussy, and like the difference between the two, like pussy's quite wet and mushy. And I really like something hard, you know, like my body responds to something hard.
I see.
So like, I was like, it was fine, but it's quite like, you know, mush, you know,
it's quite like mush, you know? Like it's a surprise.
Yeah. Like I was like,
yeah, it's a different sensation to eat pussy for sure. Yeah.
Like, I was like, I want something to, like, grip onto, you know?
To, like, wrap my hands around. Yeah. Well, listen, you know.
But, you know, I didn't hate it. Will I do it again? Yeah, for sure.
This is a funny conversation for a bisexual to be having with a straight person, but.
Listen, it's Pride Month. Yeah. I don't know how I identify anymore. Now I'm just like, I'm down, I'm game.
Fair.
I'm game is the answer.
I mean, I think you can be like, maybe you could be like heteroflexible or one of those, you know, like down, just generally like open to stuff.
Yeah, I'm a trisexual.
But I don't know if you want to go around and talk about how mushy vulvas are and how you're not into that. You know, well, like that's not very GGG of you.
I'm not like saying I'm not into it. I'm just saying I prefer something hard.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That was my experience. And I said I'm down to do it again. It's just like, I was like, oh, that's a very different sensation than what I'm used to. And I prefer something hard. But,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, try and do things.
Don't you dare call me not GGG. The audacity.
I'm just not here to hear it, like, to let you shit on mushy pussies, you know? Mushy pussies.
How am I shitting on them? I'm not shitting on them.
No, you just... You like what you like. I'm teasing you.
No one's taking away the bisexual card from you, Laura.
No, I know. I'm just in a lot of conversations where people are like, you know why I wouldn't be queer is because I don't like this thing. And I'm like, okay, that's not actually like what it has to do with. But if you prefer a hard cock to like a mushy pussy, that's absolutely your choice.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Yeah. All right. Should we do the showdown?
Yeah. Rough hand job, slap that cock, ruined orgasm. Easy peasy.
Yeah, straightforward. I thought there was an obstacle that wasn't there.
No.
I was like, no, everybody had a good time.
Everyone had a good time. They slapped the cock and they ruined the orgasm. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Great day.
First one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Each stroke, I destroy my boyfriend balls.
Oh.
Each stroke I do.
Wow.
Which is fascinating. I'm like, are you stroking the cock and then crushing the balls when you get to the bottom?
Yeah,
or are we stroking the balls and destroying them in the process? I don't know.
Yeah.
I
don't have the answers. Try to come while scrolling Instagram. It's probably pretty easy. I bet you there's some things that you can find on the certain corners of Instagram that are, you can get there.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Ludicrous mode speed hand job. No one is as fast as she is. The magic muffin.
Ludicrous mode? That makes me just think of the rapper Ludicrous.
Yes.
Luda.
I could be wrong about this, but is that what they call it in a Tesla when it goes super fast? No. Or does it have a different...
Ludicrous mode?
Yeah, I remember my friend years ago when she got her Tesla telling me about... There's sort of nerdy names for the speeds and stuff. That there's like a whole culture of... whatever built into the car, and I forget what it's called.
That's ridiculous if that's what it's called. Ludicrous mode. Like, that's not a serious car.
It's not a serious car, to be clear.
Yeah.
It's got like all kinds of cleverisms like built in. Like Elon thinks he's really funny.
Ludicrous mode is real.
Ludicrous mode is real. Confirmed. Thank you, Grace. Glad I didn't dream that. But now we're just talking shit about Teslas and probably gonna get a lot of angry emails. Because there is audience overlap there.
Stranger gave me risky hand job in public sauna. You know, in honor of Pride Month.
Uh-huh. Yep, public sauna. That feels right.
Yeah.
Last one for me, actually, already. This naked woman knows how to do best hand job.
Oh. She's so good at it, we don't even need to know her name.
Yeah, and she's just already naked. Like, I like that it implies, like, I found this naked woman. Like, this naked woman here does the best hand job. You know, a naked woman versus a clothed woman. Like, this naked one does a great hand job.
Yeah, the clothed one, however, needs some work. Girl at work strokes cock until I come all over her clothes while the other crew members are at lunch.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Where are they? Because if the crew members are at lunch, you know, I'm like, are we on a construction site?
Yeah, I immediately, of course, thought of a set, and
yeah,
I did too.
And then I was like, well,
we would all be gathering here.
Not the strike. We're not on a set right now.
We can't be.
Scabs.
Who's crossing picket lines to get jizzed on? Come on, solidarity, y'all.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Also, listen, keep this in the episode. You're very GGG. I didn't mean to say you're not GGG.
Thank you.
But, you know, some people like mushy vulvas.
Of course.
Some people don't, you know?
Yes, of course
and
they do.
It may or may not have anything to do with sexuality or GGG-ness.
Of course. I didn't say that I didn't like it. I just prefer...
Yeah, you just missed. I think you, it almost goes back to the Pavlov dog thing. You like miss the sex organ that you're
used to.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Like, I'm like, where's the hard thing? You know?
Yeah.
Where does that come into play?
Yeah. And I think I could hear a lesbian saying the same thing, like, get the stick out of my face.
Yeah, of course. You know? Yeah. Which is why I like a threesome.
Something for everyone. Yeah. You know?
Of course.
All kinds of toys to play with and indulge.
Yeah. Why not? All different sensations.
Yeah.
Soft and hard.
Soft and hard.
And all wet.
And all wet all over.
Yes.
Speaking of soft and hard things, first video we're gonna talk about. Full body orgasm from sensual handjob, Kate Marley. This is the Marleys who we've talked about before.
Yes. Kate and Chris.
Right?
Yes.
Kate and Chris Marley, real life couple. They just do videos where like they have sensual coupled partnered sex.
And they have their own company.
Yeah.
And they also work with Lustre. When we had Paulita on for the Lustre episode, she was like, I'm going to reach out to this couple. And then she did. And they started working with them.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
yeah, we turned Polita on to the Marleys, and now they work together. And, you know, sometimes we put good things in the world, okay?
That's true.
Sometimes we make introductions, and we're proud of it.
Yeah.
Their thing, I don't want to go too far down this rabbit hole, but I sure hope that they love having sex with each other enough that it's not hindered by the fact that this has, like, now become such a massive career for them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the way that we watch so much porn, sometimes... deters me from watching porn in my recreational life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I miss porn feeling more taboo. I miss searching for just the right thing, like more on my own time. There's so many pros, obviously, to the show. But yeah, like when it becomes a job, sometimes you don't want to like, you know.
I know. I wonder that too. Like, I'm like all these people that are just like purely like content creators.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, are they just like, well, we got to shoot another video.
Yeah. Like, does it become a chore?
Yeah.
But I feel like if any couple is going to survive that challenge, it's got to be the Marleys, because the nature of the sex that they have and record and perform and share with the world is so sensual, which is to say that it's very, like, present.
Mm-hmm. I also feel like they come with a mission, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just like... I mean, there's nothing wrong with this, but they're not just, like, the Leo Lulus of the world who are just, like, making content and, like, you know, like, going around the world and fucking and, like, being hot. Like, they're, like, actively trying to kind of, like, get people to watch, realize that there's other porn out there. They're, like, teaching classes. They're, like, selling
teaching
lube.
Teaching techniques.
Yeah. They're, like, they have their own, like lube that they, like, coconut oil that they sell.
Yeah.
Like, they are really passionate about, like, sexuality and pleasure.
Yeah.
And bringing it to the world and, like, you know... preaching the gospel.
Yeah. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I have to like think about why that could be a deterrent for them, but that's just like where my head's at today, I guess.
Yeah.
But
I think for this particular video, I mean, we could talk about it too. Like, I mean, it's a hand job.
Yeah.
And Chris is like, has a blindfold on and she like, but there's just kind of like there's a little bit of like a sense that she's like looking out the window.
Yeah, she has a warm professionalism in this video that's interesting.
Yeah, where I was like...
I almost feel makes sense that she sort of looks out the window because it feels like she's just very...
meditative.
Connected to him in a tactile way, and she's sort of meditative and is just, like, moving her hands. And by the way, she, like, moves her hands all the way down his body. Like, she kind of starts just, like, centrally rubbing her hands, like, down and around his rib cage and then down
to
his groin.
She, like, connects with him first, you know? She, like, places her hands, like, on his, like, rib cage and is, like, breathes with him for a second. Like, it felt like, like a massage, you know?
Yeah, or, like, it's like a Reiki, it's like an energy massage almost.
Mm-hmm.
It felt very spiritual in nature. And then, like, her performing this for him felt... not like the kind of thing where she's like pulling pleasure from his pleasure, but like a very generous service is how it felt.
Uh-huh.
You know?
He's also blindfolded. I don't know if I mentioned that. So it's like his senses are obviously more heightened.
Mm-hmm.
They like she's doing like kind of this thing where she's like going between her fingers, which I thought was really interesting, like stroking between her fingers, like with his cock.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of like presses with her thumb, like she's playing playing with his balls, pressing her thumb in his perineum. And he's like really like getting worked up, like his legs are shaking and he's moaning. And then like he like kind of does this thing where he sort of like presses down on his pelvis, you know?
Yeah, I was really fascinated by that. I was really curious what that was about. If it was just like him sort of grounding himself into mm-hmm. the sensation? Are we moving blood? Are we putting like pressure in the area? Like,
yeah,
could have served like a lot of different purposes. But yeah, there was a lot of like pushing down on his like very lower abs, like slash upper groin.
Yeah.
Like his whole like pelvic area, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's lying on his back. Mm-hmm. I think we said with like his feet sort of like crossed and sort of propped up on her, which also just looked really comfortable.
Yeah, like spread. you know? Like I was like, oh, this is really lovely, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, she just has like an effortless way of like jerking him off and giving him a really nice hand job that is very sensual. It's not like, it's not like rushed. It's not like a, when you think of like someone like, you know, like it's, there's nothing sort of like strenuous.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, there's no like rush to orgasm.
Yeah.
They're taking their time. They're like, she's like, you know, playing with him steadily. It's like using both hands, playing with the balls.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts to like smile and giggle. And I was like, oh, these are very connected partners because she can like obviously feel in his dick. He's about to come.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I really liked. Like, you feel that sort of like the like seizing in it and like stuff like mm-hmm. coming, you know? Like, oh, like,
yeah, yeah. You can feel the pulsations in mm-hmm. it, essentially. Yeah. It's hot. I love that. Yeah.
I know. And he's like, lets out like a big fuck and like squirms and like kind of keeps touching him afterwards.
Yeah.
And then, like, softly, like, smiles. And I was like, so nice. Like, what a lovely afternoon.
Yeah. And with all the same sort of like, business as usual, kind of like cleans up and, you know, like he's kind of like sort of giggling and like still in a like blissful state. And she's like, all right, well, you know, like kind of feels like she's like, okay, well, I'm going to go make a salad now is like kind of what feels like is going to happen next, you know, like maybe I'll make a smoothie. I'm going to go for a walk, you know, like it just feels like part of like a lazy day.
Yeah.
Like, a sort
like
of beautiful
I wouldn't
way.
Be surprised if this is the kind of couple that like they do something sexual every day. Like that's just like how they connect with each other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like this was the thing that they did that day to like, they did some sort of connecting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. Lovely.
Yeah. Really lovely.
I loved it.
Beautiful hand job work.
This one, like I had been poking through the hand job options we were considering and opened this one and just didn't stop watching and was like, well, it's going to have to be this one because
I'm 7 minutes through. In.
Yeah.
It got your attention.
Yeah. I really love their work.
Yeah. Me too. Big fan.
Yeah.
And then I did actually after that one, I watched another one that was like focused on her. Like she was blindfolded and she was like, they tried out a bunch of different toys on her and she was like tied up in like restraints and he just like used a bunch of different like new vibrators and dildos on her and she like had her blindfolded and it was just like she just was like laying there. Like it wasn't like, again, there's like no rush to orgasm. There's like no need to like perform or anything. They were just like lying on the bed being like, we're going to just have some connecting time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really hot.
Yeah.
Should we talk about best MILF hand job? Cum shots over 40 hand jobs.
Yeah, I feel like we can literally treat this like the hand job pseudonym list of like favorite moments from this absolutely insane compilation.
It's like 'cause
clearly
15 minutes.
Yeah, this compilation was like designed to be like the weirdest and most like ridiculous hand job moments.
Yes.
So
it's from the channel Over 40 Hand Jobs. So we're looking at older women.
Uh-huh.
And there are some really interesting like reactions to like all of the cum shots. Like some of them were like, oh. Ooh, you know, which always make me giggle when someone's like, gives that.
I basically like titled each, like as each beat went by, I just gave it its own like title to like remember what was happening because there were so many. So
you,
that's.
What do you that's have? What I,
okay, for example, one is called The Ants from James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like two older women.
And they have so much
making,
makeup
like,
on. Yeah.
Like just really weird noises. And they look like they're either like the two actresses or the ants from James and the Giant Peach or the two women from Ab Fab.
There's one dick that had like a really strong curve, which was funny because I just talked to my friend last night about how she's dating someone who's like, I've never been with a guy who's like dick just like literally just straight up curves. Like, what do I do? And I was like, you go
like,
in the
enjoy
direction.
Enjoy the ride, honey.
Yeah, you go in the direction where it hits your G-spot.
You work
you
with
know?
The current, honey.
Yeah. I was like, which way does it curve? Okay, so then you lay like this and make sure you're like facing this way so it hits the right spot.
Yeah. You changed your life.
There was also, like, there was one woman who was, like, giving, like, a Western grip to jerk off, which I really loved.
Uh-huh.
And the one woman got like scared. I like the way it shot out.
I call that jump jizz because it was like a jump scare. Like she the jizz like, oh. came out and she's like,
she was sort of like, just she was like dodging it. She was like kind of scared. She was like terrified. Where the next one was going to go.
Her like, yeah, her like eyes went wide and she was like wincing and was like terrified clearly of the jizz. Like she didn't know it was going to do that.
Yeah.
Also the one you mentioned prior, I called a screamer in Swedish because she was like, and I just felt like she had a Swedish accent from like the screamer way that she screamed.
We got two back-to-back people using their first names. Like, oh, so good, Tom. Like after he came. And then the next one was, oh, Chad. And then we got someone who, like, there was like a couple sitting next to each other. I was like, and he was like, okay, at least he's like playing with her pussy, at least. Like there was like a mutual masturbation aspect to it.
Just barely snuck in there.
Yeah. And then we got one that was like with a stuffed animal in the background. I was like, where the fuck are we?
There was also a great like
they came
sequence.
Home from the zoo. Yes.
Like we just got this, or like we went to the carnival and I won this. Yeah. And my prize is a hand job. There was also a sequence of like really delicate like cheek coming of like, okay, like let's get a little jizz on this side of the cheek, and then okay, yep, transfer some to the
yes,
other cheek.
No, yes, he said, yes, exactly. He's like, he goes, transfer to the other cheek. Yes, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
I was like, okay, we have an auteur.
That was a special moment. It also brought to mind the topic or the challenge, which is like, we always talk about the cum face, like people's faces when they orgasm. We never talk enough about the face that one makes when receiving cum to the face.
Sure, sure.
You know,
yes.
Are you going like big, bright Broadway smile? Uh-huh, are you going like mouth open? Are you closing your eyes and trying not to let it look like you're closing your eyes?
Yeah.
Because, like, one of them was just, like, boof.
Yeah. Like, a few towards the end, we got the big, like, mainstream porn star, like, eyes, like, smiling, like, ah, you know, like, give it to me. And then we did get one woman who was my spirit animal, looked so bored and wasn't even, like, looking at the camera. She was, like, looking off, and she looked like a mean bitch, and I loved her, and she just was, like, jerking him off. And then he came, and then afterwards, she, like, stopped touching him, and his dick went, like, did the twitch, like, flip up. Twitch,
yes.
You know?
Yes. There was a whole sequence like of twitching dicks, yes. too. Like just holding a cock at the base while it, like, did a little dance for us.
Uh-huh. She was my favorite. That was my favorite one. Like, I was
you
like, she
the
was,
bitch.
Yeah, she was just like, I'm busy, you know?
Yeah, I think I didn't have a great title for that one. I was just like, nice hot load plus a total checkout just as soon as possible. Like, oh, I'm done. Like, she's, like, out the door before he's finished.
Yeah, she was annoyed.
There was also a terrifying, like, locked eyes, unblinking hand job that was happening. That one was haunting. That one was fully haunting.
Haunting.
And that was kind of it. Oh, actually, I did have a sequence I called Old Faithful. A lot of geyser jizz. A lot of really impressively jizz just shooting across the room. I don't know how that happened.
I've never experienced that in
real
life.
Never seen that in real life.
Yeah.
It really makes me wonder, like, what are they doing in porn to get them to do that, because I've never seen Olympic jizz like that.
I've only seen, like, you know, maybe like a few inches where it shoots out, but never like that big of a geyser, you know.
Yeah
And I don't need it.
I don't really know who it serves. If anything, it's just like gonna make a mess, you know. It's just like a volatile thing at the end of a good time, you know, like, oh, now we gotta check under the
you
know what
go?
I mean,
like,
you gotta
how
like,
much was it? I don't remember.
Hunt it down. You have no way of
Turn
knowing if you've
on.
Gotten it all.
Get the black light out.
Oh, you don't already have it on?
You don't
in a black light setting? Oh,
okay. It's important.
Missing out.
Are you masturbating to either of these?
I definitely will masturbate to the Marleys.
Yes.
Not necessarily like just to a hand job, although I kind of did masturbate to this. So I guess yes. Actually, I'm just contradicting myself, but yes. Yes to the Marleys.
I did.
No
that
to the
one
compilation.
Turned, that one did turn me on as well. And I was like, this one's going in. You know,
It kind of turned from a like, oh, hot to like a personal fantasy to a like, it wasn't necessarily about like one to one watching the porn, but it turned me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know when porn does that where like turns you on, you don't need to like come to the porn, but it supported you in your journey in a significant way.
Yes.
That was my experience.
Yeah. Same.
Highly recommend the Marleys. Gotta say.
Check them out, guys.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on our Instagram and our TikTok at Girls on Porn, and also on our YouTube, where we have full-length episodes. Check it out. You can find us on our website at girlsonporn.com and patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. And if you want to leave us a cheeky little 5-star review, feel free to include your Instagram handles so that we can tag it and thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.